Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, this last game, you know, especially, you know, they caused some havoc. And, you know, we fortunate to have such a great team because, you know, some guys, you know, made up for it, especially on the defensive side of the ball and special teams. But, and again, some guys made some huge plays on offense, big-time catches and big-time plays that helped move the ball. But, yeah.
Would you consider, Ed, the Ravens' offense still a work in progress?
Yeah, I would. Only because they weren't, you know, they've been good both weeks in different ways. First week, they were incredible running the football. Last week, they couldn't run the football at all, but they made up for it with the passing game and some a lot of help from the defense and special teams. But I still think there's some work to do. They're getting too much pressure. People, when they're blitzed, they're getting a tremendous amount of pressure. So there's some things to tighten up there for sure.
You think so, Jeremy?
Yeah, look, I mean, you're sitting here talking about all the different things that Mark Andrews has done, and I feel like there's certain things that you want to see the yardage, you want to see the touchdowns, you want to see all those things, but I guess it's harder to complain when you're winning, and I understand they're 1-1, but they scored 40 points in that game that they lost.
Right.
Yeah. And so, again, I just feel like I still consider this, a good season, even though we're sitting here talking about a work in progress or it's going to have the ability to be it. Because when we started looking at the schedule yesterday, I don't know who brought it up here, and I started looking at their schedule. Rob, I think it was you. Mm-hmm. I looked at their schedule and went, oh, man, they got like 8 terrible teams that they're playing. Mm-hmm. Like 8.
Yeah.
I mean, the teams that are going to finish in last, so they're going to have one of the easier schedules.
That's one of the tougher ones in the league coming in.
Yeah. But it's kind of weird looking at it now. Yeah. It's not that. Mm-hmm. So, again, we shall see. And then you also get a benefit, too. You haven't faced Cincy yet. Now you're going to get 2 games with them without Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. But, Jeremy, wouldn't you agree that all offenses are a work in progress? I mean, because every week that NFL team, that defensive coordinator is going to try to do something to stop you. If you're not a work in progress, that means you get stagnant. And teams catch up with you.
Aren't you always trying to get better?
Yeah.
So that's why,
mm-hmm.
I would agree with that. And again, just to go back to what I know, like if we're going back and looking at like Peyton Manning's offense, right? Mm-hmm. And it's one of the more forward-thinking quarterbacks we've had running his own offense. Wasn't he still tweaking things and trying to get better?
Right.
Did the Omaha thing start late in his career? Yeah. Did some of the other things start, like the muddle huddle and the sugar huddle that teams started using? Guys are inventing things and you're kind of tweaking it. Remember when the Wildcat took off and teams were using it? It's like, how do we stop it? Well, it seems like it's fairly easy. You stuff the box, you know, like, or run blitz them. And it's now with the read options and the RPOs and all the things that come into it. Yeah, you're still getting all that stuff down. And the weird thing is you probably feel like you have a grip on it and then you lose a couple players to free agency.
Yep.
And now you're bringing in young guys and now you're trying to work them into it. So yes, it always has to be a work in progress. You can think that you have a pretty good product, but I don't know when it's a finished product.
Rams' greatest show on turf. Throughout the course of the season, Mike Martz would always put different little gadgets in to keep the opposing defense off balance. Work in progress. They didn't just always hand the ball off to Marshall Faulk. Mm-hmm. They didn't always just throw the ball downfield to Torrey Holt. They didn't just throw underneath to Isaac Key. They didn't do that every week. They did different things to keep the opposing defense off balance, and that's what made it so effective. Mike Martz didn't say, I have more talent than everybody else. Go out there, guys. He used it and to his advantage, having the best pieces of everybody else.
Joe made a great point. Pete Carroll would have said that. No, the other thing to bring up with this, too, what was it James Holzhauer? Was that the guy's name on Jeopardy that what he the changes I'm seeing in offense now is that there's this aggressive nature that's going on that's forcing your hand, where teams are going for it when downed you would never expect them to go for it, whether that's in their own territory or the distance. Like, it's fourth and eight and you're going for it. You're really not going to punt this ball. You're not going to, you know, kick a field goal or at least attempt one. You're seeing teams be so ultra aggressive that it's forcing people to do things out of their element. I.e. when Jeopardy, when he would do like get a daily double, he would bet everything. I'm betting all of it. So now if I get this question right, now you're chasing me with this much money. How do you get? And it makes people do crazy things. And I almost feel like that's what Kansas City was doing, where people are like, oh, we can't leave too much time on there. We got to do this, and we got to do this just right, and we can't let them. And ultimately, number 15 comes out, and he's done it every single year. And
I'm surprised you're right about that, but I'm surprised you're just using Kansas City. I remember Indianapolis. The game plan was to keep Peyton Manning off the field. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning one season had three games where his team had less than 25 minutes of offense, and they won those games. At one game against Belichick, if I'm not mistaken, Jeremy, they may have been on the field 20 minutes, and they beat the Patriots.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The more impressive wins that I think they had was a game where they didn't score any touchdown, and that was right here in Baltimore.
It was too bad.
Because if you go back, go look at his third down conversion rate, look at some of the throws he made. That throw to Dallas Clark, still one of the best throws I've ever seen. I don't know how he fit it in that window or even saw that. But then you go back to that game and you're like,
that's also trust.
Yeah.
Great throw, but you don't throw that ball if you don't trust the receiver.
I mean, that was a window like this big. That's part of this game is like, you're forcing people to do things that are out of their element. And that's what you want to get to. Like, again, when you make a team one-dimensional, do I want to come out and throw it 50 times? Am I capable of doing that?
And I think the Ravens, it keep the defenses off balance and on their heels as good as, if not better than anybody else in the National Football League.
I agree. And they don't even have to try all that hard now because of the talent. Because you talk about the mesh point between Lamar and Derrick Henry. Now you've got a receiving core that you can count on. I mean, Zay looks like he's an all pro this year. D-Hop comes in for two plays and both of them are touchdowns. It's just remarkable, the collection of talent they have. So, yeah, I think they do keep people on their toes. Because who are you going to worry about? Who do you focus on? I mean, it's you can pick one.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Good luck. It's just so awesome. And you got to still give credit to the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, because what he does, the play calling, the play selection, the timing of the plays, I think that's what one of his biggest talents, Jeremy, knowing when to call those plays. He sets you up. And again, it's playing chess.
Yeah.
He'll do one thing, and he'll do in every situation, he'll do that one thing. And then he gives it that situation again, and he'll make you think he's doing that. He'll do something else. It's almost like the pitcher. My fastball, my curveball, and my slider all come out the same way. So you don't know, is he throwing a slider? His arm slot changed. No, my arm slot is the same for each pitch. That's a Todd Monken. He shows you the same look, but does something completely different than he did the first three times. And I think that type of off-balance play calling is effective as well with that talent.
Yeah, and again, like I go back to giving people the same look but running something different out of it. It's, you know, I've compared route running and pitching. You know, when you're throwing out of the same arm slot, right? So you're making this pitch look like it's this. And one of my favorite ones was Charlie Morton, where they had the same arm slot and four different pitches coming out of that arm slot that look exactly the same until you get a fraction of a second and go, oh, that's not a fastball. That's a slider. Yeah. And the same thing in route running when you're designing these plays is having guys run the same thing. Then you set it up to build off of it. So it looks uniform.
Yeah.
And you can't guess which way it's going. And the great route runners can confuse these guys. And that's why you're seeing some of the guys that you're like, man, he's not overly athletic. He's not fast. How's he still in the league? You know, people keep asking, how the hell is Hunter Renfrow still in this league? Because he's an amazing route runner.
The last time I came downfield and I broke down, I ran an out route. This time I'm coming downfield. I'm giving the same foot motion. Now as you get ready to go get to cover the out route, I'm going by you. I gave you the same look, but I'm doing something different.
Yeah, I mean, the easy one to see, guys, is when you run the out, and then you run the out and up, and you make the guy bite because he thinks he knows what's coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.